Okay, here we go. Malachim Beis, Perek Chav Beis, fourth to last perek here in Sefer Malachim Beis, and it is the story, the beginning of the story of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. As we have mentioned, the ping pong and the seesaw of positive and negative tzaddik and rasha kings in Malchei Yehuda, we had Achaz, and then we had Chizkiyahu, and then we had Menashe, and now we had Amon for 2 years, and now we have Yoshiyahu HaMelech, the last of the righteous kings. He was 8 years old, it seems to say, when he took over being the king, and he was king for 31 years. His wife was Yedida, and he was great. He did Yashar B'nei Hashem, and he followed David HaMelech in his 18th year of reign, or when he was 18 years old, he sent Shaphan. He said it's time, it's been a couple hundred years since the Beis HaMikdash was repaired, and he sent Shaphan ben Atzalyahu ben Meshulam to go to Chilkiyahu, who is the Kohen Gadol. He says, gather the money that has been collected for Bet HaKabayis, open up the safes, and give it to all the worksmen. Give it to the carpenters and the builders and the stonecutters. Be Mechazek the Bayis. Rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Make sure it is perfect and beautiful. And you don't worry about being Mechashiv with them. They are Ne'eman people. So Chilkiyahu, while he is working with Shaphan in the Beis HaMikdash, he finds a Sefer Torah, a mysterious Sefer Torah, and he brings it back to the king, and he says to the king, he says to Yoshiyahu, the work has been going well, and here's the Sefer Torah, and they start reading from the Sefer Torah, and Vayikra es Begadav, he tears his clothing, Yoshiyahu does, upon hearing the Torah, exactly what was written, we'll have to see. Vayitzav HaMelech es Chilkiyahu HaKohen, he takes it as a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to inspire the people. He says to Chilkiyahu Achikam, he says to everybody, go speak to the Navi, see what's going on. I take this as a siman that all the Nevuah and the prophecies that we have heard, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and I'm trying to undo that. It seems like it's all going to happen. So please go ask the Navi. So they go, Chilkiyahu and Achikam go and ask Chulda, the Neviah, one of the seven Neviyos. And Chulda is sitting in Yerushalayim, and they speak to her, and she says, yes, it is true. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's too late to change the Gzeira. Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the Gzeira and the Churban, because for so many hundreds of years, people in this Am have angered me, and all of the people that have followed the wicked kings, and the Melech Yehuda, but tell the king that you are coming on his behalf. Tell Yoshio, because he has been Nechna. He has humbled himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He tore his clothing when he saw the Torah. He will not live to see all the terrible things that are going to happen in the Churban. And that is what you should say back to the king. And we'll see in the next perek, the great Shuvah movement that Yoshio tries to bring about. That's the perek, Perek of Beis, as we head towards the end of the Malchi Yehuda. But this is a bright spot. Yoshio is a bright spot amongst all of the kings. Let's go back to the beginning. So even before we get there, Yoshio has been mentioned once, even though he is just coming onto the scene now. He has been mentioned once in Nevuah before, way back in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, when Yeravam ben Nevat is first starting off things badly for Malchi Yisrael. If you remember, Ido, in Ish Elokim, the Navi says, Ido, Chazal say, that was the Navi. He goes to him when he was about to sacrifice on the Mizbeach, and he tells Yeravam, you know what? Is going to be in the future, there's going to be somebody named Yoshiyahu. Unbelievable. 300 years before Yoshiyahu is born, Ido is already prophesizing about him. V'yavim oved al mizbeach lahaktir, the psukim there say, v'yikra al mizbeach b'dvar Hashem, v'yomer mizbeach, mizbeach ko amar Hashem. Ido calls out, as if talking to the mizbeach, but Yeravam overhearing. Hine ben nolad lebeis David Yoshiyahu shmo. There'll be a son born to the house of David. Yoshiyahu will be his name. V'zavach alecha, es koane abamos amaktir malach. And all the Kohanim's descendants, all of the Avodah Zarah, they will be burned on this Mizbeach. The Atzmos Adam Yisrafu Alecha. The bones of man will be burned. And we'll have to see the Tshuva movement. And you'll see that this will become true. The Mizbeach will split. The Mizbeach splits. The Yeravam, if you remember, stretches out his hand. His hand dries up, trying to catch Ido. That was the story. But Yoshio was already forecast before he was born. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, which always has fascinating inyanim to look in. If one has never looked into the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, an early Tanaitic work, Right? Why is it called Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar? Because the beginning, it starts off with Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, and Hyrcanus. Right? That's the beginning of Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. And it says there in Perek Lamed Beis, Shisha Nikru Bishmos Anashalo Noladu. There were six people in history that they were called their names before they were born. Yitzchak, Yishmael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlomo, those are big ones, and Yoshiyahu, right here, and Shmosha Mashiach. And it goes through each one. Yitzchak, Hashem says, V'karasa Shmo Yitzchak, and why is he called Yitzchak? So the Perek de Blazer, which Rashi quotes, Yud is the Aseret Nisyonos, and 90 is the years of Sarah, 8 are the days that he got his Bispil on day 8, and 100 are the years of Avraham Yitzchak. Yishmael Minayim, V'karas Shmo Yishmael, right? The Navi tells Hagar, you're going to call him Yishmael. Why is he called Yishmael? And then it goes through Moshe Rabbeinu, Bishagam, where is Moshe forecast? That's at the end of Parshas Bereishis. Lo yadon ruchi ba'adam lo'olam bishagam. Bishagam b'gematria, Moshe, who lived to be 120. Shlomo minayin, hinei ben no lalach, yishlomo yeshmo, in divrei hayamim, it's forecast. And finally, Yoshio quotes our pasuk, hinei ben no lalach, lebeis David, Yoshio shmo, and then it gets into Shmo Shel Mashiach. But either way, that's the first phrase in our pasuk. Ben in Bar Perek. Ben Shmona Shona Yoshio Bimalcho. See, he was 8 when he took over. He already Yarshin the Malchus, right? Even though he was a Katan. The Rambam says clearly in Hilchos Milachim that even if somebody is a Katan, you have to wait. He Yarshin the Malchus. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Hiniach Ben Katan, if somebody who was anointed to be the king leaves a Ben Katan, Mishamrim Lo HaMalucha Shiyagdil, you wait with the malucha until he gets older. Kemosha asa Yehoyada leYoash, like we learned a number of pragim ago. Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol. Remember, they hid Yoash in the Kodesh Kadashim because the mother Atalia had been killing out all of Malchei Yehuda. So they hid him until he got old enough, and then they came out and he was made into the king. See here too, he was 8 years old. Ushloshim va'achas shana malach b'Yerushalayim. He was king for 31 years. He lived till the age of 39, and his mother was Yedida. Vayasa Yashar b'nei Hashem, and he followed the right path. He did Yashar in the eyes of Hashem, and he followed David HaMelech, his forefather. V'lo Sarya ben Usmal. There is a machlokas in the Gemara in the end of the fifth parak in Shabbos, Nun Vav Amid Beis. Was he always righteous? Meaning he had a parent and father and a grandfather that were terrible. So how did he know? He was 8 years old. So some say that he was a Baal Tshuva. As we're going to see in the next parak, it calls him Shav. There was nobody as greater than him that did Tshuva. So if he did Tshuva, obviously he must have done something wrong. And others say, no, it doesn't mean he just made himself greater. But that's really a machlokas in the Gemara. Nun Vav Mebez in Shabbos. Rabbi Yonasan says, Kol Omer Yoshio Chata Eino Ela Toa. Whoever says Yoshiyahu was sinned is making a mistake. Shneimar vayasa Yashar b'nei Hashem vayel b'chol derech David Aviv, as our pasuk says. Elamani mekayim b'kamo lo haya lefan of Melech Asher Shav. Next parak we'll see there was nobody like him that did tshuva. Sounds like he did do tshuva. Answers the Gemara. Shekol dayin shedon mi ben shmona ad shmonasrei hechzirin lahen. Any judgment that he did when he was dying between 8 and 18, he gave it back. What does that mean, he gave it back? So the Gepashas of the Gemara means that he really didn't have to, but he went above and beyond. He didn't really do tshuva, he just went with lifnim mishuras hadin. That's how you understand the Gemara. So the Gemara here discusses that. But if you look in the Torah discusses this halacha l'maisa in Choshe Mishpat Simin Zayin. Could you have a dayan less than 18 years old? What do you do with that Gemara? So there, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simin Zayin Siv Gimel, Katan Pasul Adon. A Katan cannot be a judge. The Yesh Omrim says the Torah now She'eno Ra'oi Lios Ladun Achi Ben Shmonas Reishana. You need to be 18, not just godless for a diet. 18, Vehavish de Cyrus, Mehadarmer Shmuel, called Din Shadun, why? For based on what Shmuel says, what we just read. Shmuel says, and Rabbi Yonasan called Din Shadun Yeshio, Mi Ben Shmona Shonim Ad Ben Shmona Esrei, Hechzir Labailov. So, you read that Gemara Kipshuta, maybe it's not good. He shouldn't have judged it. Aval B'Yerushalmi Muchach, says the Tur, but in the Yerushalmi it's Muchach, to Mishlosh Esrei Shonav Amala Roy Ladun. Vafilo Hehavish de Cyrus, 13 years old, Imum a full palu, Baki b'chadri haTorah, bein shemoshiv enoso amacherim b'shlosha, o b'yachin mumche. V'yoshio, shehechzir, chumra yisera nag ba'atzmo, shehechzir mi ben shloshes reishon of amala, it was a chumra yisera, and then he quotes Rabbi Yehuda al-Bartzaloni, tzarech iyun, if the halacha is like Shmuel up until 18, or like Rabbi Yavahu, in the Yerushalmi, he has that suffix. But either way, this relates to whether what he did was lefnim reshuras hadin, or whether he acted me'ikir hadin. Either way, back to the Gemara. Back to the Navi. So he did what's Yashar in the eyes of Hashem. Vahi b'shmones v'shana in the 18th year. Shalach HaMelech HaShafan ben Atzalyahu ben Meshulam HaSofer. He sends them to the Beis Hashem. Alei, go up! Right? Sounds like go up, right? Like we had in the previous prakim. When Chizkiyo got better, he went up to the Beis Hashem after he got better. Aleil Chizkiyo HaKohen HaGadol, V'yatemes HaKesev, gather up all the money that you have in the Beis Hashem, V'yitnuhu, Al Yad Osei HaMalacha, give it to the people who are going to fix up and repair the Beis HaMikdash, L'chazek es bed HaKabayis. And again, the Radak points out here, the last time repairs were made were 224 years ago. That was the last time the Beis HaMikdash, even though there were righteous kings, but there was no physical repairs made until now. Don't focus, don't be so machashiv on them, what they're spending. Make sure you get Neman people, and they will do the work. Good, Pasaches. Here we go. So Chilkiyo, Vayomer Chilkiyo, Kena Gadol, Al Shafan HaSofer, Sefer HaTorah Matzasi Beis Hashem. Chilkiyo all of a sudden tells Shafan, I found the Sefer Torah. Vayitein Chilkiyo as a Sefer Al Shafan, Yikra'eyu, they read it, they bring it back to the king, and the king goes, whoa, oh my God, I can't believe this. And he tears his clothing when he hears the words of the Sefer HaTorah. So what exactly were they so excited about? So the pashtus is, Rashi and the Radak and others assume there were no Sifrei Torah in Am Yisrael at that time. The days of Achaz, he burned all the Sifrei Torah. The days of Amon, Achaz was a long time ago, even before the days of Chizkiyo. The days of Amon, the previous king, Yoshio's father, the Gemara says he used to find Sifrei Torah and rip out the names of Hashem, cut them out, and put in names of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, what happened? The Kohanim, who still had a little righteousness in them, hid the one Sefer Torah that was left, and that was the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, that stayed in the Kodesh Kodashim, they hid it, and that's the one that they found. And that's the one they found, and that's why when Yoshio sees it, they were so excited. First of all, they went to look for it. They all knew. They didn't have any Sefer Torah, they went to look for it. But they all knew that it was such a Sefer Torah, and they found it, and that's why they were so in such shock when they found it. But the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma, Daf Nun Beis, when they opened it, right, you would think it would be rolled to Bereishis, to the beginning. No, it wasn't. What was it rolled to? It was rolled to the Tochacha. The Tochacha in Kisavo, and it said there, Gemara again quotes this in Yuma, Yolech Hashem Oschev es Malkucha, Asher Takim Alecha, right, that Hashem's going to send you and your king out to Galus, it's going to be terrible, and that's why they were in such shock, because they took this as a simen. That's why Yoshio took this as a simen HaShemayim, that he must act. The Radak finds it very far-fetched to say that the pashtus that there were no Sifrei Torah from the days of Achaz, which is what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel. Achaz, Sarav Ezat Torah. After Achaz, there was Chizkiyo. So Chizkiyo didn't get any Sifrei Torah back. V'rachok huzeh. He was Marbitz Torah. There must have been many Sifrei Torah. Rather, says the Radak, it must be that we know the previous king, Yoshio's grandfather, Menashe, was king for 55 years. And during that time, he was Mashkiach the Torah from them, and he caused them the Torah to be Munach Bakaran Zavas. Not from the days of Achaz, from the days of Menashe. And even if you want to say Menashe did tshuva, remember we quoted in Machlokes that he did tshuva in the middle of his life, towards the end of his life, says the Radak, it makes more sense in this regard to say the shuva at the end of his life, so he didn't have time to teach Yoshio, really, who was very young, at the time that Menashe died. So that is the Radak, that's Rashi, based on the Gemara. If you look in the Abarbanel, and again, all of the Mefarshim trying to figure out exactly what the situation of this Sefer Torah was, the Abarbanel picks up on one letter, Sefer HaTorah Matzasi. So, like Chazal, so like others say, this is this Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah. Hey, Ayidia, Sefer HaTorah. They found the one of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Abarbanel, maybe there were other Sefer Torah. It's fine. That's not what they were in shock. But they were looking for this Sefer Torah. And when they found it, and it was open to this, that's exactly what made the Charada Gadola. If you want a nice summary of all of these opinions, the Abarbanel quotes. He quotes the Chazal, and then he quotes the Radak, and then he quotes all the Deis, and then he says, the Yoser Nachon, Shenamar, Shemash Charad Chilkiyo, Charada Gadola, Al Sefer HaTorah, Shermatza, Lohaya, Lefish, Lohaya, Biyadim Sifrei Torah, Bashagin. There were plenty of Sefer Torah, but they were looking for this Sefer Torah. And they found this Sefer Torah, and they found what it was open to, and that's what put them in shock, and that's what they were very scared of. So that's exactly what happened here. So they used this as a springboard for tshuva. Pasuk Yud Aleph again, Vayikishmoa Hamelech, his divrei sefer HaTorah, Vayikra es begadav, he tears his clothing. The Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shar Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, this is a simon of tshuva that Yoshio teaches us. When we read something, we should be inspired by it and let it affect us. Ba'ez Asher Yege Ha'adam, B'Torah Hashem, V'yikra B'divrei HaNaviyim Aksuvim, V'yavin B'Noam Ha'musarim, V'yira Ha'asaras V'Anashim, when we're scared and we internalize it, Yecharab L'Dvarim, V'yachin Libo, L'Heitiv Drachum Ha'alolav, we have to let it affect us. Like you find by Yoshio, like we just read, and you find by Ezra, like he quotes a pasuk in Nehemiah, that they started crying when they read the Sifrei Torah. We have to let it affect us. So what happens? The Melech commands, Chilkiyahu HaKohen, Ves Achikam, Ves Achbor, Ves Shafan, go speak to the Navi, who happened to be a Naviah at this time. So pasuk Yudalid, they go and they find Chulda, HaNaviah, Esha Shalom Ben Tikva. So there's a lot to say about Chulda. First time she comes up in all of Tanakh, right here. The Radak quotes that there were three prophetesses at the same time. Radak quotes this from the Psikta Rabasi. Yirmiyahu, Tzfanya, and Chulda all were at the time of Yoshiyahu. Yirmiyahu was there. That's what the Gemara in Megillah, many are familiar with the Gemara in Megillah, on Daf Yudal, it asks, why'd they go to Chulda? Yirmiyahu Anavi was around at this time. So why they go to Chulda? So two pshatim the Gemara gives. Number one, Rashi quotes part of this. Number one, because she was a rachaman. She was a woman, and women have more rachmanis. What does that mean? Women have more rachmanis. There's a nevuah. They're going to give over the nevuah. So all the mafarshim, the marsha, the ben yoyada, and others say, it just means that when she sees the nevuah, maybe she'll daven harder, because it'll affect her more. Number one. Number two, the Gemara says, well, maybe Yirmiyahu went to be machzir the Asara Shvatim. He saw a great Malchus with Yoshio, so maybe he thought this was an Eis Ratzon. So he wasn't around. Or others say that maybe he just wasn't there. The Radak says, Lamaisa, he had gone. Maybe he was in Anatot, he was in Yerushalayim. And that's it. So that's why they went to her. The Gemara also deals with the question of how could she be Misnabe? How could they ask her, but how could she be Misnabe? Isn't it like a Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo? And the Gemara there answers that she was a relative of Yirmiyahu, so he would have been Mochel. The Ben Yehoyada there in Megillah, though, says the Gemara is really asking, to get Nevuah, you have to prepare yourself. And you have to get ready. It's not like Moshe Rabbeinu where it was automatic. You have to prepare yourself and focus and try to get Nevuah. And that's what Gemara is asking. How'd she do this? Like Rav Chaim Vital says, so it must be she must have done that. So that's the question. How could she have done that? B'makom Yirmiyahu. And the answer is that Yirmiyahu didn't mind. She was a relative. V'chulu. Who was her husband? Ashes. The Navi tells us she was the wife of Shalom ben Tikva. Who was Shalom ben Tikva? The good Pirkei Derbalazar in the following parak. And Parak Lama Gimel says he was a very righteous man. He used to sit at the front of the city with huge pitchers of water, and anybody who would pass by, he would be ma-mashke. V'chom isha ibam en aderech, ha-yamashke, u-meshiv es nafshu alav, and mizchus that, his wife, partly because of that schus, his wife was zocha to nevuah. He asked the Musar Nevi'im, so why didn't he get nevuah? What do you mean his wife? So he suggests, well, maybe they didn't need men Nevi'im at that time. They had Yirmiyahu, they had Tzfanya. Hashem only gives nevuah to be tell over where it was needed. So maybe they needed a woman at this time. In that, Pirkei Derbalazar continues, though, I think we might have mentioned this weeks ago, and that is when he died, and they were going out to bury her husband, Shalom ben Tikva. At that time, they saw an army coming, and they had to run away, and they just threw Shalom into the kever of Elisha. Remember, we learned that there was a man whose body was thrown in, it touched Elisha, and there was Tchias HaMesim done. That was one of the pshatim of Elisha, was Machaya to Mesim. The boy, and what was number two? Was it Naaman who had Saras, or was it this? That after he died, V'chaya, and then he eventually had Chanama ben Shalom, right? This is Shalom, right? That is the suggestion in the Pirkei Derbalazar, that Shalom was the man that was brought back to life earlier, much earlier, in the days after Elisha died. Again, not much earlier. Elisha died much earlier, but he was the one that touched the kever. Okay, so let's continue. So she was sitting in the Mishnah, different pshatim. Rashi gives what the Mishnah is. Doesn't mean next to the walls. Doesn't mean the base medrash. And they say to her, "This is the message that we read in the Torah. What do you have to say?" And she says, "It's true. It's true that everything that the Melech Yehuda read is going to happen. Meaning the tochacha." right? The bunch Derech Agav Pasuk Tezayin, where it says everything that the king read, really the king didn't read it; it was read to him. The Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Ches quotes this as one of the makaros for Shomea Kaone. If I hear it, it's as if I said it. But either way, so she says everything that you read is going to happen because Hashem says that's it; the churban is going to happen. There's no changing that right now. V'nitzlach Hamasi ba'amokam hazeh v'lo tichbe. It's not going to happen. The Gemara even says in Tainus Daf Chaf Beis that the door wasn't as righteous as Yoshio even thought they were. We'll have to see more about this next time. Right, different sources, Midrashim, that they used to have Avodah Zarah on the inside of their doors, so when the people came to check, it folded over, and they didn't see it. But either way, Hashem says the Gzeira is not changing. But because you, Melech Yehuda, you have humbled yourself, Rach Levavcha Vatikana B'nei Hashem, so you will not see it. Chedanini Osifcha L'Vosecha, I will gather you unto your forefathers, B'nei Asafta Al-Kivra Osecha B'Shalom. You'll go to your kever in peace. The Abar Ben-El says, you'll be buried in peace. He's not going to die in peace. We're going to see in the next parak, he's going to be killed at war. He's going to be killed in a very extreme, crude way. He's going to be killed. So the Rav Adel says, you have to say this means he will be buried in peace, unlike other people who won't even be buried, though he won't be killed in peace. The Radvaz is very bothered by this. The Radvaz, in a tshuva, in Aleph, Samach Gimel, he's bothered about the rule that when Hashem promises something Latova, it's never Chozer. When he promises something Lara, then that doesn't prove that somebody's a Navi Emes or Sheker, because maybe people did Tshuva. But if Hashem promises something good, so how can it not come true? Like here. How can it not come true? Hashem says he's not Medayik like the Abar Bedel. Kfura versus Misa. But you will go to your kever b'shalom. He's going to be killed next perek. So how could this be b'shalom? So the Radvaz says 2 points. Number one, that rule of it ever changing is only by a rabbin, not by a yachid. Like Yaakov Avinu was worried, shemad yirah machet, by a yachid it might not apply. And number two, says the Radvaz, specifically in this case, you don't say that it's going to happen if a person themselves puts themselves in a dangerous situation. If somebody says, the Navi says you're going to live, and then a person goes and stands in front of a train, right? That's, you can't say that, oh, Hashem said. No, Hashem, that's, Hashem knows. Bechira chavshis, but he says, along normal means. Va'od, says the Radvaz, tsarech t'nai sheni, ki lo haya yir ha-Navi, elem kein ya'amod bal ha-yir bimkomo bebeso, v'lo yizgare b'das acherim, aval sheyachnis atzmo b'sakanos, ze'enu b'chal ha-yir, halama zedome, lo'odem shenigzer alav chayim, v'hu alech la'milchama, o b'makam sakan, o matal atzmo l'yam. Right, that you can't say the yir is going to take place. And that's what Yoshio did. He put himself into a dangerous situation. So either maybe he did something wrong, he didn't do anything wrong, but either way, that's something that we'll have to, Be'ez Hashem, get back to in the next parak. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Be'ez Hashem. Three more prakim, as we have standing in front of us in Malachim Beis.